yeah, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, January 29th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Got Michael Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com, coming up today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the, the recount going on up in New Hampshire and possible nefarious activities with, David Scanlon, the operations guy for the New Hampshire recount. And we're going to find out, we're going to get Michael Rivero's take on that. Also, second hour, I'm going to cover. I watched the State of the Union address last night, and I'd asked you guys to do the same. And I have to. I got to be honest with you guys. You know, I watched about 5 minutes of it, and I had to turn it off because I just can't even stand to watch that guy. But what I did do is I went in and I read the transcript of the entire State of the Union address. And I'm going to give you my take on it, and I am going to eviscerate it line by line. And I've told you before, I watched the State of the Union address a couple years ago, and I stopped counting at about 12 lies. Well, I went through this whole thing, and I'm going to pick it apart line by line, and I don't even know. I haven't even totaled up the amount of lies that he told this time, but it should be interesting, and it's going to take more than an hour. I may spend the whole day on it tomorrow. Meantime, I want to remind everybody, folks, remember, if you have any problems with your finances, want to know where to move money, where to put it out of, where to invest it, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, and so forth, I would strongly advise you to call John Onesti at 505-296-2453. Again, that's John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors at 505-296-2453. And also, don't forget my buddy Don Wiskin at Carnivite. That's the stuff that lets me run around the parking lot and still have energy. His number is 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. Give those guys a call. You'd be happy you did, and tell them I told you to give them a call. Want you to go into my website today, theamericanawakening.org, and I've got a clip up there from Bev Harris. She went up to New Hampshire. She posted about a 10-minute clip, and it's interesting. This is what Mike Rivero and I are going to discuss today. It seems like, and this is my take on it just from an investigative point of view, there's some nefarious activities going on up there. I mean, with the boxes, there's random taping patterns, and the seals can be peeled back and resealed. The labels go off and on without any damage. When asked about the responsibility for the seals, the reply was that they don't know who was responsible for them. And Dave Scanlon, the operations guy for the New Hampshire recount, you know, he was literally evading questions, song and dancing. His body language was saying that he didn't want any part of the questions that Bev Harris was answering or asking him. And also, it went further to actually call security and claim that she was harassing him. I mean, this just stinks to high heaven, guys. And she also, and I want you to watch this clip. Again, go into my website, theamericanawakening.org. She filmed the truck, the van in which the boxes came in, and the two guys are in charge of that, supposedly working for the Secretary of State, are named Butch and Hoppy, who are really Armin Du Bois and Peter Falzone. Well, why they would have an alias is anybody's guess. She filmed torn boxes in the vans. There was no box in there for Nashua. There was open boxes. These folks were just as apprehensive as they could be and couldn't wait to get the boxes into the vault. You need to go watch the clip. Anyway, I'll be back in three with my guest Michael Rivero, and we will cover this in further detail. Stick with me. Got a good show today. Be right back, folks.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, for those of you who've been into my website, and I know most of you have, there's a prophetic statement at the front that says, propaganda is not designed to fool the critical thinker. It is designed only to give cowards an excuse to do nothing. And that prophetic statement was penned by none other than Michael Rivero, of whom I have on the line with me right now. Michael, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
I read that statement, Michael, and I couldn't help but put it up on my website, and I've had it up there ever since. And I congratulate you. I couldn't have said that better myself. But I wanted to take some time today, Michael. I really appreciate you coming on my show. I've listened to you for a long, long time. And, in my opinion, Michael, we've got some very nefarious activities going up in New Hampshire with this recount. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely, without question. We have seen an explosion in vote fraud. And let me back up here just a little bit and say there is nothing new with vote fraud. As long as, ever since we made political office such a seat of power and wealth and influence as to be desired, people have cheated to win elections. But with the advent of these electronic machines, the cheating has just gone completely out of control. And what we are seeing up in New Hampshire is really very much a replay of what we saw in Florida and Ohio back in 2004 and in 2000. And what is happening is we are going into the election. All of the pre-election polls are saying Obama is going to win. And then the exit polls conducted on the day of the election are saying Obama is going to win. In those precincts where the ballots were being hand-tallied, Obama was winning by exactly the amount the polls were saying. But in the precincts where the Leibold voting machines were being used, the results were the reverse, and Hillary won. So a lot of people, including Dennis Kucinich, said we must have a recount. And now what we're doing, after having gotten the money together for the recount, and we're seeing it happen, we're seeing fraud on the recount, where the ballot boxes are not being transported in a secure chain of custody manner. The boxes are arriving at the recount center opened. It turns out that the special Secretary of State of New Hampshire seals that are supposed to seal the boxes closed have been made with this glue that allows them to be peeled off and restuck on over and over and over again. Now, obviously, the whole purpose of a seal is that once a box is closed with a seal, it cannot be opened without breaking the seal and therefore advertising the fact that the box has been opened outside of the control of the people running the election. One of the most egregious examples of fraud, or at least setting the stage for fraud, Bev Harris caught on videotape where the ballot boxes, instead of going into a secure vault where they had been kept on preceding nights, they were simply stacked up in an empty room in the building to which even the janitor had access, and then they were left there overnight. And there were no guards, there was nobody was watching. The building was apparently completely open and anybody could walk in that wanted to. And we're seeing the New Hampshire Secretary of State is just continuing to stall. At one time he tried to say we have to postpone the recount. And I think very obviously the situation is that he wants to stall the recount and the results of the recount until after Super Tuesday, when the revelation that New Hampshire was in fact rigged and the recount rigged will not significantly impact the nomination process. And, you know, we're seeing zero coverage of this on the mainstream media right now. ABC isn't covering it, NBC isn't covering it, CBS isn't covering it, Fox is not covering it, CNN, not a word that the recount in New Hampshire is showing serious discrepancies in those precincts where the electronic voting machines were being used, and not a word about the recount obviously being tampered with to try and get it to line up with the original election as much as possible. We saw this happen in Ohio in 2004, where the people running the recount were caught rigging mm-hmm. the recount. And what they did in Ohio is they said, we don't need to count them all, we'll just take a random sampling of ballots, and if they match the same ratio of win-loss as the election, we'll know the election was accurate. And what they caught the ballot workers doing, the election workers doing, was cherry-picking ballots to make sure they had the right number of votes in each category to match the official results. And they were taken to court, they were convicted. Sadly, they were only given probation, which I think, is a wrist slap, because election fraud is stealing the entire country. It is stealing our tax money. It is stealing the lives of our children who get sent off to fight in wars that this fraudulent government creates. And this is what we've been living with. And so now we have, you know, the mainstream media seems to think that Britney Spears is the big hot news story. Meanwhile, our country is literally being stolen from us up in New Hampshire and probably every other state where there's an election going on. There were some shenanigans that were seen down in the Iowa caucuses where the final tallies were not done in full view of an open room. They went into a back room with all the tally sheets, came out with the totals, and said, this is the results. And that is not the way it is supposed to be done. It is not the way it's written in the rules. Up in New Hampshire, we have a problem with the memory cards from all the electronic voting machines have vanished, and they are supposed to be kept for 22 months after the election per New Hampshire state law. So, I mean, it's just, it is so open and in the face, and, you know, government will not fix it because they all benefited from election fraud. They love vote fraud because then they don't have to listen to what the voters really want. The media isn't going to cover it because they own the company that counts all the votes on the national elections. It used to be called Voters News Service. Now it's called Real-Time Election Systems, but it's the same company, it's the same people, and the same scam. And this private company counting our elections with no government and no civilian oversight, it's a private company owned by the TV networks and a couple of key newspapers. And we all go push this button on this machine and say, and then they say, this is who your new ruler is. You know, go back to work, pay your taxes, and don't complain, because no matter what happens under this government, it's what you wanted because you voted for these people.
It's unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, you know, you have posted on your website, which, by the way, folks, whatreallyhappened.com, for those of you who do not know, and I use Michael's website to get a lot of my news, and I thank you for that, Michael. It's my favorite website, I'll tell you that. But you've got posted Bev Harris's New Hampshire recount for criminal enterprise, which is about a 9.5-minute clip. I've posted it on my website, and I'll tell you what, I was beyond appalled. I was horrified to watch this clip and see in the filming random taping patterns, seals that can be peeled back and seals, labels that go off and on without damage, responsibility for the seals when asked the questions they're claiming they don't know, and David Scanlon evading questions to the point where he calls security for Bev Harris harassing him. I mean, this is just literally unbelievable. As an investigator, I'm watching the body language and the demeanor of this David Scanlon, and I'm saying, who is this guy? Where does he come from, and how did he get in that position? Do you know, Michael?
I really don't know, because even though I grew up in New Hampshire, as you know, I live in Hawaii right now, and I don't have as many contacts in New Hampshire, but obviously he's looking at what happened to Florida Secretary of State Kathleen Harris, who helped rig the election for Bush in 2000 and was rewarded with a congressional seat. And this guy's probably thinking exactly the same thing, that in another couple of years he's going to get a ride to Washington, D.C. In reward for his loyalty to whoever it was he in fact sold out to. But we have allegations that Hillary and Obama's results were swapped in the precincts using the Leibold voting machines. There are indications that McCain and Ron Paul's numbers were also swapped. So there's a lot of fraud going on. But I'll tell you, the thing which really makes it obvious to me that these elections are designed to be screwed around with are those seals, those labels. They are ordered by the Secretary of State. They have custom printing on them. They are supposed to be seals, which means once they're on the box, closing the box, it should be impossible to open the box without leaving damage on the seal, which proves the box has been tampered with. They showed one box wasn't even closed properly, and they just slapped the tape on there, and the stickum on the seals is so poor they had to scotch tape it on to keep it from falling off.
It's just, it's unbelievable. I'll tell you, you know, my take on this, as I watch this, and I've watched many of the debates, Michael, and I see the voting going on, and I'm looking at this, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I said, you know what? Both sides, Democratic, Republican, both sides, they're not up there trying to convince the apathetic American public to get their vote. What they're really doing, in my estimation, is they're dancing for the powers that be to prove to them that they're going to carry out whatever agenda is to be carried out by the elite. I mean,
oh, absolutely, I would agree with that. And I think this idea of the campaign is they're out to prove that, you know, they can be the best salesman to the people, that the people are going to say, yes, I believe and trust that this person is working for me, no matter what that they do. So it's a sales job in both directions, and really it's all about being the con artist. And in that context, if you go back and you look, when Bill Clinton was first starting in office, there was a congressman, and I forget who said it, but he said, you know, Bill Clinton is really a very good liar. And it wasn't a criticism. It was admiration that Bill just had the ability to sell to the American people, you know, whatever was being sold to them with a great deal of nonsense. And if you look back at, like, the State of the Union speech just last night, where Bush is up there saying...
Ahead.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Bush, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. No, you got the floor. Go ahead.
Where Bush is saying, well, we're going to fix, you know, where we're running out of money, but we're going to fix Social Security, and we're going to fix education, we're going to fix this. And what he's really talking about is he is going to basically cut the funding out of them because they can't afford to do anything anyway. So all of these reforms and fixes are basically going to say, well, we can't actually give you all the benefits you've already paid for because we all went and spent the money someplace else. You know, I mean, this idea that money can just magically appear in the government's coffers is nonsense. I mean, right now the aggregate inflation rate on the American dollar is running at 34% per year.
Michael, let me stop you. Wait, let me stop you, Mike. We've got to take a break. Stick with us. Be right back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Michael Rivero. We got more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. I have my special guest, Michael Rivero, and we're talking about the black box voting with Bev Harris and the vote count up in New Hampshire, and we just shifted gears a little bit. We're going into this State of the Union address, which I'm going to decipher, folks, second hour and probably tomorrow as well. There's a lot to cover here. But, Michael, you were mentioning, you know, talking how Bush is up there talking about Medicare and Social Security and so forth, and I have to tell you, you know, I spent 18 years in the insurance business, and I worked with senior citizens. The last time Bush made a statement, Michael, he says seniors that are happy with current Medicare system should be able to keep their coverage just the way it is. And, of course, there's a rousing applause. But you can ask any senior citizen if they're happy with the Medicare and the way it is, and I don't think you'd get one positive answer out of 100 people. And he says, and just like you, members of Congress and your staffs and other federal employees, all seniors should have the choice of a health care plan that provides prescription drugs. The last time I saw them talking like this to any great avail was in the Reagan administration, where they passed, I believe it was the Omnibus Reconciliation Act, which included Medicare, and they started cutting back the amount of time that a senior citizen could be in the hospital and kicking him out and letting him go to a nursing home and pay the balance themselves.
Well, the bottom line is that the government is basically running out of money. They are so deep in debt that all of the income tax we all pay doesn't even really cover the interest. And the Federal Reserve is just cranking up the presses to keep the war going. But the bottom line is, and this goes back, actually, if you look at the Clinton administration, the way that he got his budget surplus, which Hillary is now trying to wave around as a campaign flag. But you have to remember, the way he got that was he looted the Social Security Trust Fund. Because back in the 80s, it was known that as the baby boomers started to retire, which is starting to happen right now, that Social Security cash flow would go negative because more money would have to be coming out to pay for the baby boomers' retirement than was coming in with new contributions from our workforce. So what they did is they raised Social Security taxes and they built up this huge cash fund, this in the Social Security Trust Fund. Well, Clinton comes along and he wants to make the economy look good, so he basically he borrows that money during what were supposed to be economically wonderful times, and he spends it, and then he says, we had a budget surplus. Look how wonderful we did. But the problem is there's nothing but a bunch of IOUs left in Social Security. So now here we are. In 2008, the baby boomers are starting to retire, and the government doesn't have any money to spend on it, and worse, because we've lost our manufacturing and all of our high-paying middle-class jobs have been outsourced to other countries, we have even less money coming into the Social Security system than was even planned for back when they did the set-aside. And so the government really is down to two choices. They can either come up with a way to not give us the services we've already paid for, or they're going to have to find a way to tax us all over again a second time to pay for it, and we're already taxed to the point where, you know, the taxation rates are a big part of why people are losing their homes now.
Well, that's true, and on the subject of entitlements, you know, we're looking at, I mean, I know you'll agree with me when I say that, you know, on either side of the aisle, there's only one person that can get into this office and make any, you know, attempts to right this ship, get back on course, and it's going to be tough. Because, you know, the farther an airplane gets off course, I'll take a statement made by Nadia Shamsuddin, the farther an airplane gets off of course, the farther it has to go to correct it. And we are very way, way off course, but part of the problem and part of the concern I have is that all of these people that are on entitlements right now with Social Security or disability or just flat-out welfare, Michael, you know, they want to continue the status quo to keep those handouts coming. And Ron Paul wants to do away with those. So how, let me, in your mind, how would we sway the votes from those people and convince them that Ron Paul is the way to go?
Well, I think most of these elderly people on the entitlements programs are starting to wake up to the fact that they're not going to get their entitlements if they keep voting for the same old crooks. Because, you know, we're seeing the cuts already, as you pointed out already. Seniors on Medicare are not happy with the way they're being treated. They're very much not happy with the way Bush moved to prevent them from getting low-cost prescription medicines from other countries like Canada. Very obviously, the pharmaceutical and medical industry in this country, because of their lobbyists, you know, are blocking anything approaching any kind of universal health care like you'd see in, well, Norway, for example. And, you know, as a result, America has some of the most expensive medical care in the world, and it's not even really good medical care. We have, like, the highest infant mortality rate of any industrialized nation. So it's very expensive, poor quality, and now the government isn't giving us the money to be able to afford this very expensive care. So I think probably the senior citizen voters who are paying attention are probably already looking at alternatives. And they're probably realizing that if we weren't taxed so much, we could probably afford our own health care a lot more easily. And you know, if we had a better health care system that was still patient-centric instead of profit-centric, you know, that medical care would be better quality and lower cost, as we see in so many other industrialized nations. Unfortunately, what really doomed the American medical practice is that we all went HMO, which are profit-driven, and this is why doctors here in Hawaii can't even treat me without calling some accountant in Connecticut to get an approval.
they have to get permission from their accountant to treat you on your illness, and that's audacious. And speaking of audacious, this statement and this comparison that Bush made with senior citizens being happy with Medicare, which I know that none of them are, but also members of Congress comparing their medical coverage to members of Congress, their staffs, and other federal employees. You know, going back to 1986, I remember when this Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act was passed, and they came out with new Medicare programs that were supposed to pay for prescription drugs. And the way they eventually put it out, it hurt the senior citizens worse than it helped them. And here we go again with this same rhetoric, this same garbage that they're spewing, and we're supposed to buy this crap? Anyway.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Michael Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. And, you know, Michael, before we went to the break, I was talking about the this farce that George Bush is putting out regarding Medicare and also back to Social Security. I'm going to read a statement to you that he made in the speech last night, and I want to get your take on it, Michael. He says, "As we continue to work together to keep Social Security sound and reliable." Can you give me any example of what you've seen of George Bush or any of his cronies working together to keep Social Security sound and reliable?
Well, remember, sound is a fiscal term, meaning that you're solvent, that you've still got money in the account. And what they mean by keeping Social Security sound is if they can't get more money into the system, then they have to cut the benefits going out to the public. And we've seen them, you know, talking trial balloons in preceding years where they say, well, we have to cut benefits. We just can't afford it. They're not going to say that during an election year, of course, because of the voting block you've already talked about. That's what they really mean. And that's what I meant when I said, you know, the campaign by the candidates, it's not about winning votes. It's about convincing the real powers that be that they would make the best salesman to be able to, let's see, how can I put this colorfully, urinate on the people's backs and convince them that it's really rain falling.
Okay. Well, that being said, now there was another statement that he made regarding tax relief. And he was giving an example of, you know, putting this incentive in here to give money back and for a family that was paying $1,045 a year in income tax that was going to cut it down to $45 a year. And my question is this. Since you and I both know, and most of my listening audience knows, that not one penny of the income tax dollars that they're pulling in is going to pay for any benefits from the government, is all going to pay interest on this humongous national debt. So this $1,000 allegedly that they're saving the taxpayer is going to do nothing more than be put right back on the national debt. Am I wrong there?
No, you're absolutely correct. And if you remember, Bush did this back in 2004. It was a $200 check to every taxpayer, which they all got 1099'd on, and then the next year the government took it back. It was actually just a loan. And the, you know, the other problem is, first of all, for the people who are losing their homes, and we found out just this morning that one out of every 100 homes in the United States has been foreclosed as of today. One out of every 100. There are two properties I can see from my front door that have gone through foreclosure already. And, you know, people are buried in debt, especially medical debt. That $600 isn't really going to change anything at all. And, of course, for people who are making too much money, they're never going to see a check. Those people who are already in tax trouble with the government, which is one out of every five households, the check will simply be grabbed and deducted from their account. But the reality is that as this money moves out into the economy, it's going to drive prices up. So while it may look good for the month you get the check and, oh, gee whiz, $600, what can we do with this? Well, let's pay it on our credit cards. And, you know, so in one context, it's a giveaway to the credit card companies to get them out of trouble for all the reckless lending they've been doing and aggressive sales tactics. But when that money moves out, prices are going to go up. And in the long run, we will all wind up paying more for gas and food and medical care than we otherwise would have. So in the long run, we're actually going to wind up in a worse situation.
And their solution, as you know, Michael, is to just add fuel to the fire. I mean, they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. The dollar is declining. The price of gold is going up exponentially. And, you know, this is a bubble not only in the housing market, but this is a bubble in the financial economy that is – I mean, you know, we're teetering on the precipice of a major depression. And another thing that I noticed – now, I don't watch a lot of mainstream television. I don't even own a TV. But every once in a while I'll get out and I'll watch a clip or whatever, Michael. And – you know, in seeing this, I notice, you know, on mainstream media, they toy around with the possibility. They'll toss out the word recession to get a feel for it. But nobody will ever come out and say we're in a recession. And I noticed last night in this speech, he mentioned that we were in a recession not once but twice, and said that this incentive that they were giving for the tax rebates to people were the efforts to bring us out of this. So all of this to me is just smoke and mirrors, a bunch of doublespeak. It means absolutely nothing. And for somebody that is awake, that can, and that's why I say, Michael, I can't even watch this man. I read a transcript to eviscerate it and go over it point by point, but I can't watch the man talk because I know I can tell by his body language and his demeanor when he's lying, when he's going to lie, the smirks on his face, the little signs he makes to some of his cohorts. And it amazes me, Michael, that more of the American people can't realize what's going on.
Well, I think more Americans really do realize it, and I forced myself to watch last night because I needed to comment on it, but he lost me when he mispronounced Zimbabwe and called it Zimbabwe, you know, on top of all the times that he mispronounces nuclear and he calls it nuclear. And it is so hard to take the man seriously. But, again, it's all about, you know, selling Americans that, you know, all the bad things that are happening are really good somehow, somewhere. And as far as the recession is concerned, he's trying to make it sound like we're past the rough times and his magic little fix is going to make everything better for the rest of the year. But we already know from past experience that...
Okay, let me stop you, Michael. You're breaking up. Are you on a landline? Okay, let me try to reconnect with you because you're breaking up so bad we can't understand you. Okay, go ahead and hang up, and I'm going to have my board operator call you right back, Michael. Okay, so we'll be back up in about 30 seconds. Kerry, if you would dial his number back up and see if we can get a better connection for him. And you know, it's amazing to me, folks, that we're right on the money here. And as I said, the second hour. Now we've only got the privilege of having Michael up here for the first hour, but I have taken this entire speech, of which I did not watch. I only watched 3 or 4 minutes of it before I got nauseous and turned it off. But at any rate, you know, I have taken this apart line by line, and I'm going to go through this for the rest of the hour today and tomorrow, and I'll open the phone lines for your comments on it. But I'll tell you what, the entire speech was just replete with lies, lie after lie after lie, and it just amazes me, folks, how the American public as a whole can believe that what this man says has any semblance of truth. At any rate, let's see if we've got Michael back on the line here. Michael, are you with me? We haven't got him back yet. Kerry, try to get him back on the line here, and we'll continue with this. Let's see. Okay, and as we talk about this tax credit, what's amazing about this, folks, is that from all indications of what I've seen, nobody mainstream will step up to the plate and admit we're in a recession, yet George Bush admitted it and then says he's pulling us out. Michael, are you back with me?
Yes, I am. How's this?
Okay. Oh, that sounds much better. Yes, you were breaking. You sound like you were underwater for a while, and then it broke up so bad I couldn't disseminate what you were talking
about.
Well,
that other number was a Vonage line, and normally it's very good, but for some reason we were just getting a really deteriorating condition.
Okay, well, all things being said, now you watch, and I give you credit for this. You actually sat through this entire speech last night. I don't know how you could do it and save your dinner, but
alcohol was involved.
Okay, well, overall, I outlined probably, and I'm just going to safely guess I haven't totaled them up yet, but about 15 lies that I caught him telling. And it seems to me that most of it is fluff. He's just speaking for the benefit of pacifying the American public and continuing with the agenda at hand and doing nothing more than trying to, continue the facade.
Yeah, very much so. In a lot of ways, his speech was no different than the speech we heard back in 2003. It's just Iran is the bad guy instead of Iraq. At least he didn't go to the limit of trying to claim that they'd caught Iran buying uranium from Niger, which proved to be such an embarrassment for him. But other than that, it's still, it's like the National Intelligence Estimate never existed. They're back on this pounding the drum. Iran is bad. We've got to confront Iran. We've got to get them to stop enriching uranium for their power supply because it sort of kind of maybe somehow could be used for a nuclear bomb down the road. But again... Under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran and the United States have both signed, Iran has a legal right to have nuclear power generating stations and to make the fuel to run them. And so George Bush is basically breaking a treaty with a foreign government because Israel wants him to. And Americans need to realize that if Bush keeps on breaking all these treaties, like he walked out on the ABM treaty and now he's walking out on the NNPT, the word of the United States is going to be worthless for decades to come because we're getting a reputation around the world that whatever treaties we sign, we just...
But Michael, let me stop you here. I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. Now, we already know that if Hillary gets elected, she's already stated that her husband Bill and George H.W. Bush are going to make a worldwide tour to assure all of these nations that, it's business as usual and the United States is okay. You didn't know that?
Oh, I saw that, and I'm sure they're going to have very spiffy T-shirts and everything, but it's that part where they say business as usual because it's the usual business that's the problem.
Very good. Now I'm going to read a quote to you, get your take on this. This is George Bush talking here. Different threats require different strategies. In Iran, we continue to see a government that represses its people, pursues weapons of mass destruction, and supports terror. We also see Iranian citizens risking intimidation and death as they speak out for liberty and human rights and democracy. Iranians, like all people, have a right to choose their own government and determine their own destiny, and the United States supports their aspirations to live in freedom. And what he's saying here is he's saying that we, by attacking Iran, are really siding with the citizens of Iran because they want us to do that because they're being repressed. Is my take on this correct?
Yeah, and it's basically the same thing he said about Iraq. And, you know, the funny thing is about the whole first part of that speech, you could take Iranians out of there and substitute Americans and it would still work perfectly well. You know, because, you know, Bush, of course, as you know, authorized the development of whole new categories of nuclear weapons of mass destruction, including tactical nuclear weapons, which are more likely to be used than the strategic ones. We are seeing incredible repression here at home. We're not allowed to speak out unless we're in approved free speech zones. The government is reading our email, listening to our phone calls, breaking into our computers without even telling us about it. You know, everything that Bush says Iran is doing, he is... Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, everything that Iran is doing, he says that, you know, his government is doing to Americans.
And he also stated in here, and I would have to go back and find it, but, you know, we're as a free people, he continues to allude to us as a free people, and that really amazes me because this man has, and I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on my show the other day, which finished the book A Nation of Sheep, which basically outlined that almost every right that we have had in the past in the Bill of Rights has been taken from us in the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, John Warner Defense Bill. And, you know, that statement that he made, Michael, right shortly after 9/11, where he says they hate us because we're free, it would seem to me like all of those, you know, al-CIA or al-Qaeda, if you will, should be friends with us now because we don't have any freedoms either anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There was a joke going around saying that Bush was saving us from the terrorists by getting rid of the freedoms that they hated us for. But the reality is that everybody wants to be free. Every people on earth want to be free. The only people who hate freedom are rulers and governments and despots. They hate freedom. They want people to be controlled with them as the controller. It's like Bush used to joke all the time about how things would be so much easier if this were a dictatorship so long as he was the dictator. And everybody would chuckle, ha-ha, but that's where he is. Congress won't stand up to him. I mean, I have never heard of a president and vice president more deserving of impeachment in the history of our nation, and yet Congress refuses to take action. Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, stood and applauded Bush, you know, at all the appropriate times during the State of the Union last night, she is absolutely continuing to block impeachment. Dennis Kucinich, who kept promising impeachment all along, has ducked out again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you know, Bush really is a dictator. Whatever he wants, he can change a law with his signing statements. He's issuing all of these emergency orders, and nobody will stand up to stop him. The court won't stop him, the Supreme Court, Congress won't stand up to him. We are in a dictatorship, and the reason we are is because we have rigged elections, and we have lost our right to say no. And if there is one thing a free people have, they have the right to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And right now we find ourselves unable to say no to a government that's lying to us. We are unable to say no to rigged elections. We're unable to say no to reckless fiscal policy and escalating taxes. We're unable to say no to our loved ones going off to get killed and crippled in these wars. And if we can't say no, then we're slaves, and this is a dictatorship.
Well, you know, Michael, that when he made that statement, they hate us because we're free, that was not a lie. He was telling the truth. The only thing that in his mind, when he said they, the American people had one version of who they were, and George Bush had another version of who they are. They, the terrorists, literally are the elite, and the elite hate us because we're free. And so in that essence, he was telling the truth. They hate us because we're free, but they are not al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, or al-CIA, if you will, you know, is their own concoction. At any rate, you know, I tell you, I commend you for being able to sit through that speech last night, because I've seen this by and large so many times. And what fascinates me, it appalls me, but it also fascinates me that somebody or a group of people like the neocons, if you will, have been able to, for the last 7 years, get away with this. To the degree that they have, and the Congress being spineless enough not to stand up and do anything about it. And then I take you back, Michael, and you know, I've only been awake here for a couple of years, and you're one of the first websites that I tuned into. But let's go back just prior to the 2006 election. Was it not true that Nancy Pelosi was getting up on the podium talking about how Bush was a criminal and he needed to be impeached, and wasn't she against the Iraq war and wanted to pull the troops out, or was I wrong there?
Well, she certainly made a good show of wanting to hold Bush to account, and certainly going into the 2006 election, when Congress changed hands, all the Democrats were standing up and talking tough about how bad Bush was, and he needed to be held account for all the lies. And then the instant the Democrats got Congress and Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House, the first thing she said was, impeachment is off the table. We have more important things to deal with. And, you know, at this particular point, I cannot think of a greater crime that a leader can commit against his own people than to lie them into a war of conquest against another nation that has done nothing wrong to us whatsoever. And yet Nancy Pelosi is protecting Bush and basically functioning as an enabler as he ramps up his war in Iran.
In your estimation, Michael, through the history that you've studied and the awareness that you have today, how would you rate President George W. Bush in relation to, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, as opposed to every other president in history?
He's terrible. He's the worst president in our history. He's destroying the country, as we watch. It scares me he's got another 11 months to go, and who knows what he's going to pull in that time.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be back in three, final segment with Michael Rivera when we get back. Stick with us, folks. Great show today, and I'm really happy to have him on. See you in three.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up with my guest, Michael Rivera. And Michael, I wanted to ask you, you know, we know power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. What do you think in your mind, and you've been doing this longer than I have, and I respect you immensely for the work that you've done. What do you think that, is the possibility that George Bush or the powers that be with him in office would stage another false flag terror event via biotechnology or bioterror event and suspend the elections? What do you think that the possibility would be?
Well, I think the possibility is definitely there. I'm not going to assign a probability to it. They have to deal with the reality that the first 9/11 is now viewed with a great deal of suspicion by the majority of the American people. I would say that whatever they're going to do, if they're going to do it, is basically they're going to have to figure out a reason to shut down the Internet, or at least the non-commercial parts of the Internet, so that people will still go out to Amazon.com and eBay and spend money, but they won't be able to visit places like WhatReallyHappened.com, because otherwise they're not going to be able to pull it off, because people were very gullible back in 9/11, and in the ensuing years they've come to realize that, yes, government does lie to the people on a grand scale about very important things. We saw that just with the BBC video of them reporting that World Trade Center 7 had collapsed when it was still standing. We know that we were lied into the war in Iraq. The burden of proof is now on the government side to prove that everything that they're saying is correct. Bush could actually even conceivably suspend the elections by simply saying, well, we don't have a working election system, and until we do, I'm just going to stay in office. The election fraud is so blatant this time, you know, it almost becomes its own best excuse for suspending future elections.
Well, that's a good point. I'd never thought of that. But before we close out here, one other thing I wanted to bring up and get your take on is H.R. 1955, which is now S-1955, or 1959, the Homegrown Radicalization Terrorism Act. There was a meeting in front of Homeland Security by a Mark Weitzman, which I call him Weaselman, where he did a five-minute PowerPoint presentation of all these jihadist websites convincing Homeland Security that, yes, 1959 needed to be passed. Right sandwiched in the middle of that was Richard Gage's website, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know, all of us, you included, you know, with your website and Alex and RBN and all of us out there that are looking to restore a constitutional republic, it looks like they're trying to take us down. And my question to you is, how much of a shot do you think we have to get this bill kicked out and convince our senators to vote it down?
I would say probably not much at all, because right now, if there's one thing both houses of Congress and both parties agree on, is that the credibility and legitimacy of the entire government is at risk. And on that, they will basically come together to prolong their stay in power. I think the bill is probably going to be passed as an attempt to scare us all into silence, but the reality is it's not that enforceable. I mean, they tried this once before, back with Senator, I think his name was Exxon, and he had this blue book of porn pictures from the Internet, and they were trying, that's about 15 years ago, to censor the Internet because of all the porn that was out there. And they passed a bunch of laws, all of which turned out to be non-enforceable. So I don't know how much effect this law is really going to have.
Okay, well, with that, Michael, coming up to the top of the hour, and I want to thank you so much, my friend, for spending an hour with us and sharing your knowledge. And
well,
I'll definitely have you up again at some point, Michael. Thank you again for coming on. Okay.
Look forward to it.
All right. Okay, Michael Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com, folks. And I'll tell you, I've used that source, that website, for a lot of news articles in the past, bring him to you. And he's just an encyclopedia when it comes to what's going on here. And You know, I just seek and strive to have the knowledge that he does. Anyway, we'll be back in 2 minutes, second hour of the American Awakening coming up, and I'm going to start going through this President or State of the Union, the Lie to the Union address, and give you my take on it. So stick with us. We'll be back in two. 'Cause I'm mad at you.